ever ponder? Do you ever wonder? Do you ever question in my server serving me? Your computer will print. Should you call the president? What in the world are you gonna do? Call Adam, the computer guy. Call Adam. Don't know the reason why. Do you find it a waste of time? Because you cannot be in online. Call Adam, the computer guy. Or go online at thecomputerguy.com. There's a click of the mouse.
Did someone say, Adam the computer guy? Well, that's me. Adam Lepp, good morning from chilly Marion, Ohio. It's live, the Adam the Computer Guy radio show here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM. Of course, that stands for frequency modulation, as I like to say, but also stands for fantastic and marvelous radio. So glad to have you aboard today. You can also listen online anywhere in the great world that we live in at our website, WWGH1071.com. Another way to listen online is to download the free TuneIn app. Search for WWGH in Marion. Click on the little triangle thingy and you can listen. We really appreciate you doing that. So if you are not a veteran listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, I'm sure you may become one soon because we have a lot of fun here. We talk today's top technology topics, take your telephone calls, Facebook messages, and emails. You can always email me at adam@wwgh1071.com. And if you ever miss a show, that's okay. You can go to our website at wwgh1071.com. Go to the show archives or just go directly to the Adam the Computer Guy section and you can listen to any and all episodes of the show since we started doing this back in the beginning of January 2016, when it was cold just like it is today. So make some warm coffee or tea or your other favorite beverage, hot cider, hot chocolate perhaps. Turn up the volume on your radio or virtual listening device and we'll give you some information that'll entertain you, inform you, save you some money, and in general, make this a very good way to spend your mid-morning on this and every Thursday here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH. Feel free to call me. In fact, please do call me. Pick up your telephone and let me know you're listening. Questions, comments, suggestions. Maybe your printer is not printing anything other than gibberish. Maybe your monitor is only monitoring your headaches, and maybe your server is only serving you up aggravation. We can solve those problems, and not only that, you won't have to put your credit card into the phone or anything and pay because we offer free advice. How about that? So give me a ring here at 740-383-9944. See, we have a telephone right here in the studio getting ready to accept your calls, and I'd love to hear from you. One thing we also are doing here, at least on Thursday, for the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, is providing a live video. You can watch me on Facebook while I do the show. How about that? If you're not already a friend of mine on Facebook, please become one. Search for Adam Lepp, or Adam the Computer Guy, the one in Ohio, because there are a few of them on Facebook. And let me know you're a listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. I'll be happy to add you to my growing virtual friend list, and you can have the pleasure, or I guess it's a pleasure, of watching me do the show live on Facebook video. All kinds of stuff we do here on WWGH, Marion's Talking Place. Now, we're located here in the Marion Center Mall, south side of Marion, not far from where Warren G. Harding's tomb is in historic Marion, Ohio. We're in the mall. And malls are pretty popular places during the holiday season. So let's go to the southwest of here, to Austin, Texas, where it's a lot warmer than it is here, because I tell you, in the studio, they're trying to kill me with the cold, but that's part of the fun of live radio. Hopefully, by talking, I will warm my body up, my mouth up, my hands up, and I'll live to tell about the experience, and kind of happens when, you know, again, at 20, 25 degrees outside, but I think I shall survive, as I'll survive, as Gloria Gaynor said. Anyway, in Austin, Texas, there's a very smart young man, 11 years old. His name is Evan Robertson. And Evan Robertson won his school science fair this year by proving just how thoughtless people can be on public Wi-Fi networks, like you might find at a mall or at a coffee shop or what have you. Evan programmed fake Wi-Fi portals and took them to food courts in shopping centers across the Austin, Texas area. He waited to see how many people agreed to some pretty outrageous conditions. Remember, when you go to Starbucks, for example, or some other public Wi-Fi, you may have to read some spiel and then click OK. You agree to their conditions. Now, that is not to download porn, do anything illegal, use pirated software, etc. And normally, it's basic stuff and things we agree with. But Evan was trying to play with people's minds just to see how vulnerable they were and how careful they were when using a public Wi-Fi. So anyway, he did that in the Austin, Texas area as an experiment of sorts. Now, people would have to give their okay for the Wi-Fi owner to do things like, quote, reading and responding to your emails, monitoring of input and or output, and bricking of your device. And people actually would agree to that. And this was something that was a brainchild of an 11-year-old in Austin, Texas. Pretty smart cookie, if I should say so myself. Now, more than half of the shoppers that were shown these terms, again, for a public Wi-Fi at a shopping center in and around Austin, Texas, accepted them. So, you know, folks, please read what you're signing. It's always a smart idea. Wi-Fi networks that are public can be dangerous, especially during the Christmas season, also the Kwanzaa and Hanukkah season, the holiday season at the end of the year, when so many people in one spot make for easy pickings. And that comes from Don Duncan, a security engineer with New Data Security. The past 12 months, full of cyber attacks, showed just how vulnerable we all are. Well, David E., now he's a radio celebrity. Thank you for watching, David. Now this is a radio person with a voice much better than my own, and I really appreciate you listening. Why don't you call the show, David? We need somebody here with a good radio voice, because mine is only so-so. Also like to thank Zach B. from the area in and around Cincinnati, a fellow Reds and Bengals fan. He's called the show a few times. Zach, feel free to do so. Love to have you participate. You always have good insight. 740-383-9944. Anyway, the past 12 months full of cyber attacks have shown how vulnerable we all are. It's amazing, in this cold studio at 9 o'clock in the morning, I can say vulnerable so clearly, but I guess that's okay. We do practice. Anyway, for example, Yahoo revealed the worst data breach in history after hackers grabbed the names, phone numbers, and birth dates from 500 million user accounts. Ransomware made headlines when people demanded $3.4 million to unlock a Los Angeles hospital's computer. We covered that on the show a few months ago. And tried to extort $73,000 from San Francisco's Municipal Transit Agency, something we also covered earlier this year here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Also a few weeks ago, electronic intruders made off with emails sent by members of the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's election campaign. Now, think of public Wi-Fi as hackers' on-ramp to the rest of us, giving them free rein to collect our usernames and passwords and read our texts and emails. It's why this a very smart 11-year-old, Evan Robertson, in Austin, Texas, it's why his fake terms and conditions might be the most honest out there, since hackers can do just about everything on his list. Take it from Amichai Neiderman of Tel Aviv, Israel, who spent a day devising an attack that let him intercept the traffic of anybody connecting to the city's free Wi-Fi network. He said every piece of data I could potentially read it. That research, which he did in his free time, helped him land a job with Equius, a company that helps governments hack individuals through Wi-Fi portals as part of their investigations. So a smart 11-year-old, Evan Robertson in Austin, Texas, experimenting to see if people will agree to some rather outlandish conditions to use free Wi-Fi. And over 50% of people took the bait. Interesting stuff, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. So give me a call here in the studio, 740-383-9944. Would be very much appreciated here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. With me, Adam Lepp, good morning. It's a twice-weekly feature here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and, of course, broadcasting via the magic and power of the Internet at our website, WWGH1071.com. Also, broadcasting live on a Facebook video, which you can access through my Facebook page at your leisure. We've talked about the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, which can be, out of lack of a better term, a fire and safety hazard, and it's been recalled. Not a very good time currently for Samsung. They've also had some problems with appliances and other items. Anyway, Samsung's desire to match the iPhone 7 Plus led it to implement an aggressive design and manufacturing approach that led to problems with its Galaxy Note 7, including some instances of the smartphones bursting into flames and eventually its global recall. That was reported last week by Instrumental. Instrumental engineers tore down a Galaxy Note 7 and found, quote, evidence in the design of an intellectual tension between safety and pushing the boundaries. That comes from their CEO, Anna Shedletsky. She said Samsung engineers designed out all of the margin in the thickness of the battery. It, quote, sits within a CNC machined pocket, a costly choice, likely made to protect it from being poked by other internal components. She said, for something that is innovative and new, you design the best tests that you can think of and validate that the design is okay through that testing. However, battery testing, quote, takes a notoriously long time, and thousands of batteries need to be tested to get significant results. It's possible that Samsung's innovative battery manufacturing process was changing throughout development, and that the newest versions of the batteries were not tested with the same rigor as the first samples. Now, if the Galaxy Note 7 had not been recalled, a few years down the road, these phones would be slowly pushed apart by mechanical battery swell. And that comes from an expert in the field, the CEO of Instrumental, a website that knows a lot about these devices and their safety, Anna Shedletsky. A rule of thumb is to leave 10% of the depth of the battery pocket as a ceiling above the battery to allow for that expansion. But, quote, our two-month-old unit had no ceiling, and since it breaks such a basic rule, it must have been intentional. Jim McGregor from Tyrios Research, we quote him often, he's an expert on pretty much anything technological, certainly a smarter person than myself. He said it's impossible to test for everything. You have to consider not only testing the battery, but also testing applications and the phone. Considering how many versions of the Galaxy smartphone that Samsung has released and the number of units produced, this is like comparing the Galaxy Note 7 problem to air travel. While crashes make the headlines, air travel is still one of the safest forms of transportation. Jim McGregor said limitations in battery technology and increasing demands for new displays as well as wireless interconnects, sensors, and processors in ever-shrinking sizes, that the industry is, quote, pushing these technologies to the breaking point. That'll be a problem for all handsets and for wearables in the future. Now, the IEEE has known for some time that there were several fundamental limiting factors to personal electronics. They include power dissipation, power consumption, and power density, how much juice you can store in a small package. So these devices getting too small and components getting crushed, and that has some very serious circumstances. Now, a battery is really a controlled chemical explosion. You can have a little power over a long period of time or a lot all at once. Smartphone designers walk a fine line between power consumption and battery storage density. Now, a smaller battery, according to Shedletsky, again, the Anna Shedletsky from Instrumental, an expert in the field, she said a smaller battery on this phone, using standard manufacturing parameters, would have solved the swelling and explosion issues and would have reduced the system's battery life below the level of the iPhone Plus, but again, would have made for a safer phone. Either way, it's now clear to us that there are no competitive salvageable designs. Rob Enderle from the Enderle Group, another expert in this kind of thing, said various iPhone models had battery problems, but they were, quote, all fixed with a replacement battery. Now, the problem with the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 is that these problems showcase a failure in design testing that likely resulted from a rush to get it to market to better offset the then-coming iPhone 7 Plus. The problem should have been identified in testing long before it got to quality control post-manufacturing. But unless a test was specifically designed to highlight this problem, quality control might not catch it anyway. So some interesting perspective on the debacle with the Samsung Galaxy 7 and the exploding battery. Have you purchased a Galaxy Note 7? Or maybe you're a Samsung person but have decided to switch brands or maybe become an Apple or Windows phone user because of this serious problem? I would love to hear from you. Send me an email. Adam@WWGH1071.com. Or, best of all, I am live here in the studio, here in historic Marion, Ohio. Give me a call right now on the telephone, 740-383-9944. Love to hear from you. If you're one of my Facebook friends, that's fine too. Send me a message on Facebook and I can relay that message to my listeners. Here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show with me, Adam Lepp, your friendly neighborhood information technology person. Every Tuesday and Thursday, right after the 9 a.m. features, we get together and talk today's top technology topics. Take your telephone calls and have a little fun because, you know, that's how live radio is. Live radio. It's old school because it's been around so long, and you can do so many things on it, but it's new school, too. We can use computers to get information. We can broadcast online and do some other fun things that can often be surprising. So we talked about maybe what you don't want to get someone for a holiday gift. Of course, you really can't get the Galaxy Note 7. It's been put on hold, but if you were thinking about getting somebody a mobile device or some kind of a technology item, you might ask, well, what would be a good choice? And, of course, you might think that this show would be a good place to find out a good choice for a technologically-oriented Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, winter holidays, end-of-the-season holiday present. Well, you're right, because we're going to go ahead and talk about some of the suggested tech gifts for this holiday season. According to the Consumer Technology Association, some of the most popular items are the iPhone 7, a 4K TV, and, of course, a new laptop. Again, feel free to call, chime in, tell me what you think. Questions about your computer at your home or office, in your pocket, in your car. Adam@WWGH1071.com. You can always email me, but best of all, give me a call right here on the telephone, 740-383-9944. I just love to hear from you. Amazon's Dot, which we've talked about previously on the show, made the top tech gifts under $100 list, according to, again, the Consumer Technology Association. But Google's new smart home speaker, called Google Home, creative, huh? Missed the cutoff with its $129 price tag. Now, the smart home hub is a popular item among Android users despite some early adoption issues. It's similar to the $180 Echo and the $49 Dot. It reads you the news, answers your questions. For example, how many teaspoons are in a half a cup of flour? That's an important question. Plays music and controls your smart devices. Now, Amazon might have a head start on the space with rich integrations with Uber, Spotify, and Nest. But Google is storing decades of search data that will likely give Google Home, with $129 price tag, a leg up in time. If you're like me, you probably have hundreds and hundreds and zillions of photos on your phone's camera. Say I like to take a photo of myself as I enter the studio. I don't have a dog or a cat, so I can't take cat photos like many people do, but I can take photos of maybe some work that's being done at my home or in my yard, or photos of my friends. Hopefully they're better looking than I am. Anyway, Fujifilm's SP2 printer reminds you that physical photos are pretty awesome and cranks them out in just 10 seconds. How about that for speed? Now, this Fujifilm SP2 syncs up to your mobile device and works alongside an app that lets you edit, add filters, and create collages before sending it to the mini printer. And you might ask, what is the wallet damage for this Fujifilm SP2? Well, not too bad. It's currently on Amazon for $150. Not too bad. If you're an aficionado of old school video games, well, you'll like this one. The NES Classic Edition is perhaps the most ballyhooed gift of the season. Now, almost 30 years after its launch, Nintendo has stuffed 30 of its classic games, from Mario Brothers and Legends of Zelda to Pac-Man, I love Pac-Man, and Castlevania, into one mini console. The system is powered by USB. It serves up the game menu in a Netflix-style menu, which makes it easy for scrolling. Comes with one controller. You can get another controller for just $10. The problem is that it's hard to find one at your favorite local retailer. Walmart and eBay will have it available soon, but with a markup of as much as $500. Some merchants say they're getting new shipments in soon. So a nice item, but the profit for the retailers makes it something that only a Super Lotto winner might want to purchase, but it is certainly cool with a capital C. How about the Apple Watch? It's considered to be the most obvious choice for a wearable smart device this year. The first generation model is $269, a bit steep, but it does do a lot, and it's a very well-made product. But it's not the only smart watch worth giving. Brands like Emporio Armani, Kate Spade New York, and Michael Kors, as well as Diesel and Chaps, have new smartphone hybrids that look and feel like traditional analog watches, but do much more. So you may ask, what do these smart watches do? They count your steps, they monitor your sleep, and push notifications via buzzes and subtle lights to your wrist. While hybrids don't have typical smartphone displays, you'll need to open up an app to see activity data. It blends smart touches with a classic design and looks much better than the somewhat tacky-looking Fitbit. Kate Spade's scallop-hinged bangle, $128, also doubles as a tracker. Prices are also pretty good. The Chaps model is $160. Armani's Connection Edition is $395. Now, a traditional Armani watch can be $1,000, so the smart version is quite a bargain compared to that. We've talked about Apple retiring the headphone jack on the iPhone 7. So wireless headphones, not surprisingly, have become hotter and more relevant than ever. The pick of the season is the Bose Quiet Comfort model. It's durable, but a bit on the expensive side. 350 smackaroos. Of course, that would be dollars. But again, Bose products, they're very well made, and they are a little expensive, but they are worth it. Although, on a radio announcer's salary, $350 is pushing the limits of my ability to pay, but if you're a person with a higher income than myself, the Bose Quiet Comfort model wireless headphones might be a good choice. What else do we have as a suggested holiday gift for 2016? Well, virtual reality. How could I miss that one? We've talked about it on a few shows. The PlayStation VR, virtual reality, is a no-brainer gift for someone who already owns a PlayStation 4. Now, considering virtual reality headsets can cost thousands, the PlayStation virtual reality is moderately priced at only $399. Now, this device will transport users into immersive game experiences. For example, the Eagle Flight game, which is $40, takes you soaring through an abandoned Paris, while Batman Arkham VR, $20, is all about analyzing crimes and hanging it out at the Batcave. You're listening to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show here on Marion's Talking Place, a twice-weekly feature. WWGH 107.1 FM and WWGH1071.com. Please give me a call. Let me know what you think about the show. Questions, comments, suggestions. We're discussing some good ideas for holiday gifts for the technologically inclined person on your list, or maybe for yourself for the holiday season 2016. The Rolly Blocks Light Pad. You might ask, what is that? It's $179. It's a little square box. It doesn't look like much, but it's a pretty good modular music studio. Sounds like fun for a disc jockey like myself. $179, it creates a melody, a drum beat, a bass line, and other sounds. You tap, slide, and press its touch-sensitive silicone surface to change the sound. And before you know it, you're overlaying beats and recording tracks. More controls, which are called control blocks, are sold separately for $79. That sounds like fun. Okay, how about footwear? The Under Armour Gemini sneakers are fitness trackers for your feet. I kind of like this idea, being a health club goer and always looking for new types of clothing to make myself look as attractive as possible, if that's possible at my age, but that's okay. Anyway, the Under Armour Gemini speakers are fitness trackers for your feet. Comfortable to wear and available in two colors, blue and red. They come with tiny built-in sensors which track your distance, pace, and where you're going. And they even count calories. $98, I'll tell you, that's not too shabby. They also sync up to the Map My Run app via Bluetooth, so all fitness data is housed in one place. The best part, the Under Armour Gemini sneakers, you don't need to carry a phone when out for a jog. The shoes store up to 5 workouts at a time. That gets my boat, I think, for one of the top technology gifts. $98, so if you can afford that, feel free to send a pair, size 11, 11 men's, to the station here at the Marion Center Mall. I'd be eternally grateful. You might think that there's nothing sexy about giving a door lock as a gift. Of course, unless you're giving it to a locksmith, but to a regular person like myself, maybe not. But the August Smart Lock is a worthy buy for $229. To quell fears of getting locked out of the home, it senses when you're nearby by detecting your iOS or Android device and unlocks the door. That's pretty cool. The Smart Lock, which requires an installation, but it's pretty simple, is powered by backup batteries just in case the Wi-Fi or power goes down. And you can still carry a key because even I don't totally trust technology all the time, but you can use a key if you need to. The real advantage of this Smart Lock is that you can give remote access to visitors, for example, a dog walker who is arriving at a certain time. The app also keeps a log of who's been coming and going, so you can check in to see if your kid is home from school yet. That sounds intriguing. A smart lock. I'll tell you, they make smart almost anything. How about some more smart people? Maybe we'll cover that on the next show. Drones. There's lots of drones out there. But perhaps the year's most ballyhooed drone is the DJI's Mavic Pro. $749. That's out of my price range. But again, if you're a Super Lotto winner or someone with a better job than myself, you may want to take note. The DJI Mavic Pro, a drone so small, it rivals the size of a water bottle. Now, unlike others, it's light and foldable, so you can easily transport it in a bag. It is nearly half the price and size of its flagship Phantom drone, which is $1,400, and it captures crisp photos and video by way of 4K 12-megapixel camera, and even has live stream integration. But again, it's not exactly cheap. $749. More affordable drone options are the Parrot Mambo for $100 and the Cyma X5C Explorer for $60. So if you want to get somebody a drone, those are more, I would say, in more price range. Most homes have one Wi-Fi router. But Eero, what is the Eero? It says that's like asking a speaker in the living room to make sure audio gets to the upstairs bathroom. Because you have to have Wi-Fi while using the facilities, right? How could you possibly be away from your phone or your Wi-Fi for more than 5 minutes in 2016, we ask. Anyway, Eero's Wi-Fi extension routers make sure each inch of your home is covered and you can stream movies and download big files without walking around to find the right spot. The neat part is that you can shut off Wi-Fi accessibility in certain parts of the home. For example, if your kid is going to bed, you can shut off Wi-Fi in his or her room. Now, that's a really good idea. How's that for 2016 discipline? You don't ground your kid, you just cut off the Wi-Fi. Pretty snazzy, if I should say so myself. One Eero is $199. A two-pack is $349. A three-pack is $499. But if you go to Amazon, you can get it at a better price. Sounds like a pretty good idea, especially for a busy parent. We talked about DJI and its drones, but that company's also made a big impact this year with other product lines, including the Osmo Mobile. So you might ask, what is the Osmo Mobile? It's the high-tech selfie stick of our dreams. Now we're talking. This gadget attaches to your smartphone and helps you take stable footage without amateur-style bumps. On the handle, you'll find quick access to the recording button and a way to lock the focus on whatever object you want. Now, it does cost $300. It's more expensive than other selfie sticks, but none quite compare to the professional results of the Osmo Mobile. So if you're really into selfies, that might be a good choice. This is the Adam the Computer Guy radio show with me, Adam Lepp, your friendly neighborhood information technology person, here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH. UglyChristmasSweater.com. They sold $5 million worth of intentionally hideous holiday sweaters last year, and they are known for their unique designs. You'll find everything from a sweater with a stuffed moose popping out of the chest to cardigan sweaters featuring hanging LED light ornaments. Now, for the first time since the launch of in 2012 of UglyChristmasSweater.com, this company, which is based in Detroit, Michigan, not far from Marion, Ohio, they are letting people create their own designs. You'll never again show up to an ugly sweater party wearing the same thing as someone else. They recently rolled out a create-your-own sweater tool on their site. Here's how it works. First, you'll need to click on the tool to receive the basic sweater template, which features five colors and holiday-inspired background patterns, such as reindeers and snowflakes. Then you'll want to upload a photo, logo, or hand-drawn sketch to the platform. It's also possible to add text, although it's limited to 7 characters. after picking your size and the quantity that you want. The order request goes directly to a factory in China. It'll ship 10 days later. Customization is not exactly inexpensive. One sweater is $99.99. Orders of one will be knitted by hand. But the price drops to $30 when you order 250 sweaters or more. Ready-made sweaters are between $19 and $65. Fred Hajar, co-founder of UglyChristmasSweater.com, says the new feature is necessary for the business. He said because the ugly holiday sweater trend has become much more mainstream, we are competing with mass retailers like Macy's, Penney's, and Walmart. We had to continue to differentiate ourselves. But it appears that UglyChristmasSweater.com is the first to offer custom design options. Although the online tool took 3 months to build, the manufacturing side of the project is more than a year in the making. He said typically only 5 or 6 colors are used in automated knitting, so we have to convert an image with multiple colors down to much less. Language and cultural barriers posed a problem also. We have to make sure the factories in China correctly understand the text sent with images. So you can make your own ugly Christmas sweater. How's that for a 2016 holiday gift twist? News and views from the world of technology. That's what we do here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH. With me, Adam Lepp, your friendly neighborhood information technology person. Find out more about me. Visit my website, AdamTheComputerGuy.com. Best yet, give me a call here in the studio. There is plenty of time to chime in. I will answer your technology questions. We can debate, talk technology topics of your choice. 740-383-9944. Of course, it's Christmas season. And you know what we do here at the station? Santa comes here live, all the way from the North Pole. He comes right here to the Marion Center Mall. And he'll be doing it for the next 2 Sundays until the big day when good boys and girls get presents. Hopefully good presents. Hopefully technologically oriented presents. Anyway, this Sunday and the following Sunday, between about 6:15 and 7 p.m., Santa will be live in the studio, and you can call him. And if you've been a good boy or good girl or good adult or bad adult or whatever the case may be, let Santa know what you would like for Christmas. Or just talk about Christmas. Santa loves to talk about it. Santa is a cool dude, and we're glad to have him here in the studio, live, next 2 Sundays until the big day. Of course, Christmas is on the 25th. How's that for coolness? Adam Lepp here, your friendly neighborhood information technology person, with my twice-weekly radio show here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. If you'd like to write to Santa Claus, of course, you can do that also. Write to Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Again, Santa Claus, Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. So here at Marion's Talking Place, you can write to Santa Claus, and you can even talk to Santa Claus when he's live here in the studio next 2 Sundays between about 6:15 p.m. and 7 Eastern Standard Time. Coming up after me, starting in about 24 minutes or so, it is our local broadcasting legend. Now, this is a man who's a walking encyclopedia of Mid-Ohio, man with many anecdotes, of course, always a joker, wisecrack, and loves to take your telephone calls. His name is Charles Evers. We just call him Charlie. He's here Wednesday and Thursday between about 10, 12 a.m. and noon, talking about almost anything. He has prizes to give away. And, of course, like any show here on Marion's Talking Place, always a surprise or two. Number at the studio is 740-383-9944. So after I leave the airwaves and we have the 10 o'clock features, be sure to stay tuned for Charlie Evers. I assure you it's well worth your ears. We've talked about online terrorism and how Social media and software companies have teamed up to fight this very serious problem. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Microsoft are teaming up to fight online terrorism. And this includes terrorist recruitment videos and images that should not be on the internet. YouTube explained their policy. Each one of the companies that is part of this agreement has its own specific definitions, practices, and processes in place for governments to make requests to them for user data and to remove content. Any such request for information will be routed through each company to handle as they normally do per its individual policies and procedures. No personally identifiable information will be shared. There will be no automated takedowns of terrorism-related content. Each company will retain its own process for dealing with appeals against its removal of content. Again, this is a consortium of big companies in the software and social media business, Twitter, YouTube, Microsoft, and Facebook. They will apply their own transparency and review practices when responding to any government requests. So, fighting this serious problem of online terrorism, glad to see four major players that are essentially competitors joining forces to counteract this very serious problem. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM, and broadcasting 24/7 via our website at WWGH1071.com. Quick update for you on computer security and malware, keeping your computer at your home or office and in your pocket safe from entities that should not be privy to the information on that device. This past Monday, the U.S. Department of Justice released new details about the multinational takedown of Avalanche, which is a multi-million dollar malware and money laundering network, following a four-year probe led by German police and prosecutors. Assistant Attorney General Leslie Caldwell, Acting U.S. Attorney Sue Song, and Assistant Director Scott Smith of the FBI's Cyber Division made the announcement in Pittsburgh. Prosecutors and investigators in 40 countries were involved in the probe, led by the Public Prosecutor's Office in Germany and police in Lüneburg, Germany. They received assistance from the Department of Justice. Now, this investigation uncovered a multinational malware campaign that started 7 years ago, sending out more than a million infected emails with damaging links and attachments. Now, these cyber thieves managed to use the information to transfer funds from the accounts of unsuspecting victims after stealing their bank and email passwords. The stolen funds, estimated to be hundreds of millions of euros, then were redirected to other criminals through a double fast flux infrastructure. More than 20 families of malware were used. Highly organized networks of mules bought goods with stolen funds, enabling the cyber thieves to launder money that they obtained through the scheme. The takedown operation marks the largest ever use of sinkholing to combat botnet infrastructures and is unprecedented in scale, involving more than 800,000 domains that were seized, sinkholed, or blocked. Five suspects were arrested, 37 premises were searched, 39 servers were seized. Victims were found in 180 different countries, and 221 servers were kicked offline through abuse notifications sent to hosting providers. So a serious effort to counteract the increasing problem of malware. An excellent job that was done by multiple agencies. We really appreciate that because, as I say, not the most glamorous and certainly not the most well-paying thing that we do as information technology people involves data privacy and computer security, counteracting malware and hacking. glad to see that a lot of smart people are joining forces to stop this very serious problem. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, winding down my twice-weekly radio show here on Marianne's Talking Place, WWGH. I really appreciate you listening today. If you'd like to listen again, that would be great. Go to our website at WWGH1071.com and go to the show archives or click directly on the Adam the Computer Guy section. And you can listen to this and all of my shows here on Marianne's Talking Place. Coming up next, it is our local radio legend, Mr. Charlie Evers, with the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show. Taking your telephone calls live in the studio at 740-383-9944. And coming up right after the noon features, it's Scott Spears with Now. There's a man with celebrity guests, prizes to give away, and of course, always a few surprises and opinions and wisecracks. Adam here, thanking you for listening. Please stay warm out there. Please don't text and drive. Please don't drink and drive. And I'll talk to you next Tuesday. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.